meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 40. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 20. Mainly clear again tomorrow, highs around 53. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Marijuana advocates in the state of Kansas continue to say that there's confusion in the laws in the state, especially after the shooting down of the recreational vote in Oklahoma last week, where they say Delta 8 THC is legal in the state of Kansas, but many consumers or law enforcement are unaware of the differences between hemp and THC.
But I think if you can educate people quickly about what this is, that it's federally legal and it's helping a ton of people, that's really our goal in our stores.
That's Brett Harris, the owner of Cannabis on Cake News, where he says the difference really comes down to the difference between marijuana and hemp and the levels of THC.
Really? The difference between hemp and marijuana, it really just comes down to genetics.
These are in their flowering stage. These would be, I say, 2-3 weeks away from harvest. Delta-9 THC, Delta-9 THCA, the combined value of it has to be below 0.3. So this isn't going to get you high.
Mid-America Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Go try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
An eighth grade student from Colby, Kansas has been recognized as the winner of a national essay contest, earning the honor over thousands of competitors across the United States. As KWCH News reports that Maddie McCarty's essay covered her thoughts on the investments in the stock market. According to the announcement, the SIFMA Foundation, along with the Kansas Coalition of Economic Education, honored Maddie McCarty, saying, quote, McCarty poured over her research into the financial markets to build an investment portfolio geared for long-term financial success. McCarty's approach led to a thrilling achievement in the SIFMA Foundation's Fall 2022 Invest Right competition. In other news, a man from Garden City has been arrested at the end of the week last week following a police pursuit that spanned across two separate counties. KWCH News reports that 56-year-old Roberto Gallegos has been charged with multiple charges on the incident after stealing a vehicle and leading law enforcement on a chase. He has been charged with aggravated assault, fleeing and eluding, interference with law enforcement, theft, reckless driving, along with no valid driver's license.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska State Legislature wrapped up last week passing the Opportunity Scholarship Act and a 33-12 cloture vote that now moves on to the next steps in the legislative process for this week. And if passed with all three rounds of voting, the bill would allocate near $25 million of funds to go to a $1-for-$1 tax credit for individuals who make donations to organizations that provide scholarships to private schools.
Vote is 33 A's, 12 nays, Mr. President, on the motion to invoke cloture.
The motion to invoke cloture is adopted.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. Opponents of the bill say they brought up a number of concerns, including public dollars going to private schools that require religious curriculum to the lack of protection against discrimination within the private school system. Opponents also tried to include an amendment that would have prevented scholarships from going to schools that discriminate, introduced by Omaha State Senator Megan Hunt. Some say they have pulled their kids from private Catholic schools due to their stances regarding gay and transgender students.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Calling all ag vendors. Reserve your exhibit space now to reach thousands of farmers and ranchers at the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the Bennett Event Center. Call or visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com to receive extended early bird rates.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A special election in Marshall County has been set for Tuesday, April 25th, to decide if the county should enter into a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million toward construction of a new jail facility. A $12 million complex is planned east of Marysville, north of Subway, and was challenged by a resident petition submitted in October with 500 signatures confirmed, exceeding the 394 required to move forward with a vote. Commissioners have been encouraged to host town hall meetings to outline the project, with just a single public meeting held previously as plans moved forward for a new jail. An initial town hall is planned Tuesday, March 21st at Landall Lanes in Marysville at 7 p.m. Two others are tentatively planned March 28th and April 4th at locations to be determined in Blue Rapids and the Beatty-Axtell area. Early voting would begin April 5th with the special countywide election planned Tuesday, April 25th. A unanimous vote was passed to publish the resolution next week. Plans for a new health department building were to go before Marysville Planning and Zoning Committee last week. Twin Valley sought and received commitment for a letter of support for a grant toward construction of a splash park on property that organization owns in Beatty. Washington County Road and Bridge Supervisor Justin Novak quit last week after serving the post since 2015, and interim supervisor may be contracted until a new hire is completed. Commissioners discussed damage to the county blacktop north of Washington, which has seen considerable additional truck traffic during the oil cleanup efforts, which continue. A TC Energy official is set to face questions from lawmakers Tuesday during a joint meeting of two House committees of the Kansas legislature, that following the December 7th oil spill of the Keystone Pipeline in Washington County. A public hearing was held at the Jefferson County, Nebraska Planning and Zoning Commission meeting last Thursday after outlining changes to make recommendations on wind energy regulations. A recommendation will be considered by Jefferson County commissioners, who will also host a public meeting on the matter March 23rd at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds in February. USDA Farm Service Agency reminds producers that enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage, the ARC and PLC program, deadline is March 15th for the 2023 crop year. A Marysville man charged with murder and the death of his wife waived his right to a preliminary hearing and is set for a plea entry next month. Gerald Brown faces first-degree murder charges in the death of his wife, Jennifer Brown, at their home north of Marysville Thanksgiving Day. He is being held on $1 million bond, with the next hearing set for April 4th. Della M. Husa Seams, age 91, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A funeral service is planned Monday, 2 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Della Husa Seams. Kenneth M. Grell, age 95, of Blue Springs, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30, at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Beatrice. Rosary at the church Monday evening at 7. Visitation Monday, 9 until 6, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Grell. Eric W. Pishney, age 51, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. He had cancer. A memorial service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Interment will follow in the Czech Moravian Cemetery, south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders, funeral home Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Eric Pishney.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cooler early on this week before temperatures start to warm up throughout Tuesday and Wednesday. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s. Already warmer by Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s. Clear skies and staying breezy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-30s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs nearing the lower 60s. South winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers over Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 50s. South winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain and snow showers are likely throughout Thursday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s, westerly winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 40, and more rain and snow throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-March 55, record high on this date 87, the average low 31 and the record low 5 degrees, sunrise this morning 7:42. Sunset this evening at 7:32.
Do you still use a straw broom for cleaning chores? A fun look at some broom legend and lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 13th, the 72nd day of the year. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka and actress Annabeth Gish share a birthday. As you get ready to tackle spring cleaning chores, consider the rich legend and lore surrounding the common household broom. Entering a new home with an old broom is still considered bad luck. A traditional African marriage custom is to jump the broom as a couple symbolically crosses into domestic life. And if your mother ever swatted you with a broom and the straw fell out, you'll know where we get the phrase flying off the handle. While most of us are using more modern floor sweeping gadgets, we will never sweep away the rich folklore of the old-fashioned straw broom. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online anytime at almanac.com.
Bring out your true Irish with the Wagon Wheels corned beef and cabbage special this St. Patrick's Day. If that doesn't fit your taste buds, come in and wash down your favorite meal on a Saturday night with green beers on tap. Bank on the luck of the Irish with St. Patrick's Day specials this Saturday at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Edie Hoosier. Well, the Big 12 tournament is officially over, and the Texas Longhorns are the official 2023 Big 12 champions after beating the number one Kansas Jayhawks 76-56 on Saturday. The Jayhawks started off slow going into the half, down by 6 points under the Longhorns. But regardless, it was still a big night for the number 10 forward, Jalen Wilson, putting 24 points on the board overall with 39 minutes of play and 6 rebounds. Joseph Yasufu also put 11 points on the board for the game, with 6 points each for KJ Adams Jr., DeJohn Harris, and Grady Dick. The Jayhawks had worked their way up to the championship game after beating number 5 Iowa State by a 71-58 margin. The Texas Longhorns also had their semifinals game on Friday last week as they took on the number 6 TCU Horned Frogs in 166-60. Dylan DeSue was the big scorer for the Longhorns, putting 18 points on the board against the Jayhawks with 6 rebounds and 2 assists. Marcus Carr and Jabri Rice both had 17 points for the game.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $27.78 per thousand financed. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
With Big 12 tournament play over, it's time for March Madness National Tournaments underway this week as the first round kicks off with the Kansas Jayhawks on Thursday for them as they take on the number 16, Howard Bison. Howard came out on top, winning the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference after beating number 3, Norfolk State. In Wildcat basketball, they're also set for the big tournament as the number 3 Wildcats from the Big 12 Conference are set to square off on Friday in round number 1 against the number 14, Montana State Bobcats. Other teams in the Big 12 include the number 2, Texas Longhorns, as they are set for round number 1 of the NCAA tournament. Their game is on Thursday evening at 6:30 with tip-off against the number 15 at Colgate Raiders. After Selection Sunday yesterday, other matchups include Maryland taking on West Virginia in round number 1, San Diego State against the Cougars of Charleston, Virginia taking on Furman, Creighton against North Carolina State, and Baylor against UCSB. Missouri is also set to tip off against Utah State, with Arizona taking on Princeton in round number 1.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
A pair of Twin Valley League girls championships in the state tournament as Hanover goes undefeated, winning over Lebo 59-34 in 8-man Division II Saturday. In Division I, Donovan West girls took Quinter 55-47. Frankfort girls finished third in the 8-man Division I over Norwich 49-23. Axtell boys in 8-man Division II fell to South Central in the consolation, finishing fourth, losing 59-45. And the Marysville boys were runner-up to Heston in the 3A Boys State Championship at Hutchinson. Heston 50, Marysville 44.
The Hanover Lady Wildcats claimed their third state championship in school history on Saturday afternoon and evening, winning over the Lebo Lady Wolves in a matchup of unbeaten teams. This one was all Hanover from the start, and they went on to win by 25-59-34. And it went 15-8 at the end of the first quarter. 32-16 halftime lead was extended to 21 after 3 at 48-27. They went it by 25-59-34. Anna Gineman had 20 points, including 8 of 9 free throw shooting for the Lady Cats. Also in double figures with 12 points, Keegan Atkins. A 12-point, 11-rebound double-double for Macy Holly in her final game as a senior. Leah Sen and Taven Stahlbaumer also saw their careers come to a close for Hanover as state champions, as they finished the year at 26-0. With the victory, Lebo is led by Brooklyn Jones with 16, Audrey Peak 13. Lebo finishes 25-1. Again, the Hanover Lady Wildcats third state championship overall and the third in the history of Coach Fikeman's career, a 59-34 win over Lebo. 24 KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donna.
Heston Swathers, a three-peat in the 3A Boys State Basketball Tournament, held off Marysville 50-44, but the Bulldogs fought all night long. Game tied at 20 at the half. Marysville down 2 into 3 quarters. but it was 9 of 12 fourth-quarter free throws for Heston, 11 of 14 in the second half, 13 of 19 free throws for Heston versus 5 of 12 for Marysville, and a poor shooting night for Marysville, under 38% from the field. They fall 50-44. As Heston's led by Jake Proctor with 15 points, Micah Dalston scores 11. Swathers go 25-1, winning 25 straight this year for a third straight title. Marysville led by the underclassmen, Willow Chott with 11. Jack Lauer finished with 10. Bulldogs finished their campaign 23-3, falling to Heston 50-44 in the 3A championship Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Frankfort and Norwood squared off for the third place game here this afternoon. And after a little bit of a slow start for both teams, which is expected after the heartbreak of a semifinal loss, finally, Frankfort got going in the late first quarter, an 8-0 run to take an 8-6 lead into the second quarter. From there, 14-4 in the second quarter, 19-8 in the third quarter is where they really took advantage. Hattie Gross had 14 of her game-high 22 points in the first half, knocked down a couple three-pointers. Frankfort would get 5 of them from the game. Norwich would shoot under 20% from the field, and Frankfort did a really good job of holding them to just one shot, especially in the late first, early second, and into the third quarters when this game was still a little bit in doubt. Got to give a lot of credit to Emma Hardwick, an all-around great game, 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Sydney Wop added 10 points as well in double digits, and Frankfort cruised in the second half to a 49-23 win over Norwich to take home third place in a very, very successful season, 22-4 to finish things out for Frankfort with that third place finish. For 95.5 FM, this is Jason Broadfoot.
Well, after a tough semifinal game on Friday night, the Axtell Eagles boys basketball team finished in fourth place at the state tournament in 1A Division II on Saturday, following the South Central in the third place game 59-45. It was a 12-12 tie after the first quarter, but South Central was able to make a big run there at the end of the first half, 11-0 to take a 12-point lead at the break, 29-17. Axel would get back within 7 by the end of the third at 39-32 and tried to push back into the game in the fourth quarter, trying to extend it with some fouls, but couldn't do it. They end up falling by 14, 59-45. Eagles were led by Landon Smith. The freshman had 13 points for the Axel squad off the bench, 10 points added by Brandon Snowsley. South Central got 18 from Jaime Sarmiento. They had 3 in double figures. Jack Hurd and Gavin Ole each had 10 points. South Central finishes 19-8. The Axel Eagles finish their year at 21-6. Fourth place at the 1A Division tournament. Reporting for KNDY Sports from Great Bend, I'm Dusty Donna.
KNDY congratulates all the area basketball teams on a great season and a strong finish. Relive every exciting moment of the state tournament games that we broadcast live on KNDY as a podcast to download or share under the Sports tab at our website, KNDYRadio.com. Also, all of our regular season broadcasts are archived as well. Congratulations to all of the area teams and a thanks to our sponsors who made our live broadcast coverage possible.
Add some unexpected color to your garden, containers, and meals with red Brussels sprouts. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Redarling is a new introduction that has vivid red-purple sprouts that are slightly sweeter than their green counterparts. They retain their color even when steamed, boiled, or roasted. Rubine is an heirloom variety known for its sweet flavor and colorful sprouts that mature in the cool late fall weather. The red round leaves of Red Bull add color to the garden. Watch the sprouts turn a deeper red after a fall frost. Falstaff has green leaves with purple veins and produces red sprouts that maintain their bluish-purple color even when cooked. Grow Brussels sprouts in full sun and time your planting so you'll be harvesting during the cooler months of the growing season. Plants tolerate a light frost and the flavor will be sweeter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you've ever seen one of the movies in the Back to the Future series, you know that Michael J. Fox, in the role of Marty McFly, drives a DeLorean, which must hit a speed of 88 miles per hour in order to transport him backward or forward through time. While a time machine may be far-fetched, there's another factor that may have prevented time travel in that DeLorean. It's an entertaining story, next on The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCrae, host of The American Countryside.
I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes a movie turns a car into a classic.
If it wasn't for Back to the Future, unfortunately, this car would have been forgotten.
Chris Gergeny is, of course, speaking about the DeLorean, a car that became a time machine in the classic movie Back to the Future. But the image we have in our mind may not be the reality of the DeLorean.
They're beautiful cars. That stainless steel is beautiful surface. It's heavy. It's got a little Renault six-cylinder in it. It is massively underpowered. And they were terribly made. And ours is an 81, the first year. That is as good as they get. It's also one of the least comfortable cars you will ever get in and out of.
As Doc explained in the movie, hitting a certain speed allowed one to time travel.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
I needed to cut Doc off before he said that last word on the air, but hitting that 88 miles per hour allowed Michael J. Fox, a.k.a. Marty McFly, to time travel.
And everybody's top question to me is, what happens when you hit 88? I'm telling you now, I've had it out on the highway... Slight downhill, slight tailwind, fifth gear floored to the maximum, I got up to 86. Short of dropping it out of an airplane or off a cliff, it will never hit 88.
You can see a DeLorean here, not the one in the movie, but still, where else are you going to find one that they may even let you take your picture in? You can see my picture in the DeLorean on our American Countryside Facebook page. Of course, there's much more at the Midwest Dream Car Collection than this one car.
You can tell we don't specialize in any era, make, or model. We got a little bit of something for everybody.
Traveling the Countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
When you're welcoming baby chicks, have everything prepared before they arrive. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chicks need a heat source, water, and a complete starter chick feed as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Bringing home baby chicks or hatching them within your own flock is a lot of fun. If you have everything set up for their arrival, you'll get them off to a good start. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says the brooding pen should have at least an inch and a half of pine shavings for bedding, and set up either a red or white heat lamp in the center of the brooder so there's a temperature gradient. Chicks that like the heat can settle under the lamp, and those that prefer cooler conditions can move away from it. Frame says the same holds true when placing the feed and waterer.
You don't want all the feed and the water right directly under the light, because if chicks don't feel comfortable at that heat at the particular time, they'll be on the perimeter and they won't have access to water and feed. My recommendation for feeder sources are linear feeders, where you can kind of spoke them out away from the heat source so that along the line of that feeder, the chicks can find their range of comfort in order to eat. The same thing with the waters. You don't want them all in the same areas.
Frame says it's important that you have the right chick feed available on day one.
One of the biggest mistakes that I've seen is folks go to the feed store and they've bought layer chicks, and then they say, okay, that's layer feed up there, that's what they need to eat. That layer mash is extremely high in calcium and will damage your baby birds, and so make sure that you start with a good chick starter feed. And the reason for that is because they need that protein and those extra vitamins in there.
After the first 24 hours and the chicks have found their food and water, Frame recommends raising the waterer about breast high up off the floor. The birds can still reach the water, but not slop it all over the place. And this also helps prevent contamination. Learn more about chick preparations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
out of curiosity, I Googled the definition of gratitude, and here's what I found. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful and being ready to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. The part about returning kindness surprised me. So, gratitude isn't just about being grateful. It's also doing something to share your abundance with others. The Bible says it this way: as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's grace. So, use your gifts to serve others. Think about how you can practice open-hearted generosity with your time, talent, and treasure. You know, there really aren't any rules about what to give and who to give it to. If you need help, just ask God to lead the way. Gratitude is really a mindset of continual thankfulness and a heart that is ready to give.
2022 was a good year for the ethanol industry. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. At the annual National Ethanol Conference a few days ago, Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper told attendees that last year was one of the best ever for ethanol, with 15.4 billion gallons produced.
Demand perked up as well. Domestic blending in 2022 was a bit higher than it was in 2021, even though total gasoline consumption was down a bit. At 10.4%, ethanol accounted for a record high share of U.S. gasoline.
Cooper was also pleased with the political climate for ethanol last year.
Our persistence finally paid off in Washington, D.C. as well, leading to a string of favorable policy decisions that will drive growth and investment in renewable fuels for years to come. In fact, I would say 2022 was the most fruitful year for ethanol policy and regulation since at least 2007.
And Cooper touted ethanol's value to the economy.
So while ethanol production and demand have not yet recovered to pre-pandemic levels, the industry's contribution to the U.S. economy has approached record levels in 2022. Last year, the industry generated $57 billion in gross domestic product, the second highest amount ever.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the U.S. House voted to repeal on a largely symbolic 227 to 198 vote the EPA's controversial Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule. It's been in the news of late. Now, the Senate could follow suit as soon as early this week. Now, Democrats argued clean water is a human right that will suffer with a GOP move that nine Democrats backed to repeal the Biden EPA's WOTUS rule. Here's Rick Larson from Washington State.
House Democrats believe we can protect clean water while providing certainty to businesses, to farmers, to Americans who depend upon clean water for their lives and livelihoods.
But Republicans like Ag Chair G.T. Thompson dismissed that argument.
This rule isn't about clean water. It's about the Biden EPA's appetite for power. America's farmers, ranchers, and landowners deserve a WOTUS definition that is fair to agriculture and maintains the historical reach of the Clean Water Act.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilenMachine.com. Right now, 35 degrees at your 4-inch soil report at Cheyenne, 42 at Richfield, 45 at Ashland, 43 at Harper, 44 at Cherokee, 40 at Hiawatha, 37 at Jewel, 36 at Phillipsburg, 32 at Hill City, 35 at Oberlin, 34 at Ludell, 37 at Russell Springs, 38 at McPherson, 42 at Emdale, 43 at Harper, 39 at Hayesville, and 39 at Vaola. And that's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures brought to you by Abilene Machine. That's your Ag News for this Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
Rockin' Brews has legs for days. At Rockin' Brews Restaurant, all-you-can-eat crab is back every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. That's snow crab legs, of course. As many as you need, just $59.95. Served with house salad, seasoned corn, and potatoes. So meet us at Rockin' Brews every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. And let's get crackin'. At Rockin' Brews, you can eat, win, rock on. Rockin' Brews Casino, Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 15th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, consisting of 20 choice calf-fed vaccinated Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy calves beside. There'll be 150 reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 75-day-old calves beside. At approximately 12:15 p.m., Klein Cattle Company will be selling 20 18 to 20-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service. They'll also be selling 13 fancy fall-bred first calf heifers, their AI bred, for September 1 calves. Other bulls offered will be Red Angus, Angus, and Hereford bulls. Other fall heifers include 13 Sim-Angus heifers bred to Angus bulls for August calving. There will be 60 black cows, 6 to 8 years old. They'll have 350 to 450-pound fall calves beside. There will be 80 black and black-white face and red cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls for fall calves. They'll have 125 black and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 60-day-old spring calves by side, plus 90 home-raised Angus replacement heifers that weigh 7 to 750 pounds. For more information, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Since the 1990s, researchers have been working to determine if switchgrass is a good candidate for biofuels and is beneficial for low-yielding areas. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Dr. Marty Schmer, a research agronomist with the USDA Agriculture Research Service in Lincoln, Nebraska, says that switchgrass is a warm season grass found mainly in North America. He says it has a deep root structure and is a stable, high-yielding grass. It is currently used primarily for conservation reserve program and grazing purposes. He says switchgrass is a viable biofuel source.
For one, it's a perennial system. So, you know, as a producer, you would just get it established. And then the maintenance is very minimal. Usually it does a good job of maintaining, has limited need for weed control post-establishment. Nitrogen fertilizer is required annually, but it's not a lot. And then you essentially have, a harvest. We do a one-cut harvest system is what we're proposing, generally after a killing frost. So, you know, in terms of time management, after it's established, you would essentially probably have a fertilization and then a harvesting.
Dr. Schmier adds that there are environmental benefits as well to raising switchgrass.
It doesn't require a lot of nitrogen, so we can stabilize our soils. We've done a lot of work on trying to determine how much carbon switchgrass is able to accrue in the soil profile, and our evidence shows that it does a really good job.
As for harvesting it, he says it is treated like a high-yielding hay crop. Another important question he says that needs to be addressed is storage capacity. And as for processing, some ethanol plants could be retrofitted for switchgrass and or digesters could be used to make a gas. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on switchgrass as a biofuel, go to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at on this Monday afternoon. Right now, May corn is at 6.13 1/4. That's down 4. July corn, 6.02 1/4. That's down 4 1/4 currently. Kansas City wheat for May, 800 1/4. That's up 2. Kansas City wheat for July, 7.90. That's up 1. Oats for May, 3.49. That's up 2 1/4 right now. July oats at 3.49 3/4. And that's up 2 3/4. Soybeans for March, 15.11 1/4. That's down 1 3/4. Soybeans for May, 14.96 1/2. That's down 10 1/2. Looking at cotton for July, 81.68 your current price, and that's up $2.74. Live cattle for April, 163.65. That's down 62 1/2 cents. Live cattle for June, 158.10. That's down 55 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 190.45, that's down $1.02 1/2. Feeder cattle for April, 196.55, that's down $1.10. Crude oil for April, 75.18 is your current price. That's down $1.50. Crude oil for May, 75.30, that's down $1.48. Looking at gold for April, 19.17.20, that's up $50 right now. Gold for June, 19.33.70, that's up $49.70 right now. Silver for March, 21.78, that's up $1.40 1/2. Silver for May, 21.95, that's up $1.44. And taking a look at Wall Street, it's been an up and down day on Wall Street today. The Dow up 11, S&P up 6, NASDAQ up 131. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale is set for Saturday, March 18th.
Sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch just north of Zenda, Kansas. Molitor Angus Ranch will be offering 110 bulls and 40 females. So join the auction at the ranch just 5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Zenda, Kansas. Or you can watch and bid online for free at dvauctions.com. That's dvauctions.com. Molitor Angus Ranch is a family-owned operation excelling in performance, calving ease, and gentle dispositions.
So mark your calendar and join us for the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale, set for Saturday, March 18th at 1 p.m.
For more information, call Mike Molitor at 620-243-3081. That's 620-243-3081. Or to see a full-scale catalog online, go to MolitorAngus.com. That's MolitorAngus.com.
It's the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale.
We'll see you at the ranch on Saturday or online at dvauctions.com.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Here's football star Tony Romo for Skechers Max Cushioning Footwear.
You know when you go to your kid's game and you have to sit on those uncomfortable, super hard bleachers? That's how I feel now when I wear regular shoes. Why? Because once I started wearing Skechers Max Cushioning, I've been spoiled with how amazing extra cushioning feels. Skechers maxed out the cushioning with a thick, comfy slice of super light Ultra Go cushioning for a soft, pillowy feel with every step.
See all the fashionable styles of Max Cushioning at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.